This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We a number one spot, we a number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Talk to me, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, man. Oh, man. There's so much going on. There's just a lot going on. It's not written into the show. It happened in the last 2.5 minutes. So much going on. Where do I start?
You sound like you fired up. What's going on here?
I mean, not.
Well, go ahead. Come on, man. Let's go. What happened in the last two minutes? What happened? Like, Aaron,
not fired up. So hold on. Let's just let the people know who we are.
Well,
we
hey, are. I don't care. What? We right here.
God mode himself. Acknowledge me.
Well, what are we doing?
Well,
what happened?
What are you doing with him?
Uh-oh, wait a minute. What was that?
What are you doing with him?
There you go. No, we have to get that in.
All right, all right, all right.
So, all right. First of all, we spend too much time together because
our show's ending.
You mentioned something in the handoff that, oh, yeah, you know I was on that.
Uh-huh.
You know I was on that. We'll get to that. We'll get
it
to
gotta
that.
Got to be Ant-Man.
You know I was on that.
Yeah, because I got a note that's not in our show. Not that it matters. You said something yesterday. I jotted it down, and I wanted to get back to it, but I think Look Who's Talking took over. I don't know what happened. But it's regarding Anthony Edwards. Yeah. I want to bring that back today. But okay,
but
all right.
You spoke, and you know I was on that. You said it too. He's like, I think Kenny. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, 100%. So there's that. I found out it was Jerome that holds Morris Day's mirror.
Yep.
But one of the things that happens because we host the show is we never. And we host it the way we do, right? We stream 4 straight hours.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the times, damn near every time, we don't know what goes across the radio airwaves in the forms of commercials and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
So I'm in there watching the handoff in Jesse's office in his studio. Joe Brazil says, hey, we're out of here. We're done. Clicks on the button to send us out. And then the radio plays the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think this is fine to say.
Okay.
Did you know that we have commercials for a boxing match? I think you should know. But
yeah.
I said, what did he just say?
So I don't ever do this. No comment. No comment.
I didn't know. I kind of knew because there was something going on Friday.
Well, so that's how I knew.
Yeah.
I said, someone got pulled over to take a picture. That someone came back to me. I said, who were they? That someone goes, I don't know. Then someone walks over and goes, oh, da 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 da. I'm like, excuse me? They're what? Okay, hey, do what you do. We don't take those pictures. That's not what we do. And got that message across. Yeah, no comment. No comment.
I won't even comment any further. Yeah, I just no was comment. Like, huh?
Hit the group text.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. It's well, 13th round with Kenny Caraway. Hey.
No, I don't think so. maybe 15 years ago, but no.
Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah,
we might have to.
No. I just that caught me so off guard.
Yeah.
I didn't even know
that was a thing.
I didn't either.
What did they say?
I didn't know until Friday.
What did they say? And where is this at?
Yeah, let's just leave it.
Yeah, okay.
Leave it.
All right.
Leave it.
I just was surprised.
Yeah. Not as surprised as I was on Friday. But salute. Donuts are here. Thanks, Jay.
There we go.
Donut Thursday.
Donut Thursday on Friday.
So there's that. But there's a lot of things going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with your Western Conference champions, the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah.
I got my thoughts on them, and then I'll talk a little bit about what's going on with them in a second. But Anthony Edwards in the Minnesota Timberwolves, Julius Randle in the Minnesota Timberwolves, that was pathetic. They're a little different. They're a lot different because we're talking about the play-in in the Western Conference Finals. But I was disgusted by the Kings' performance in that play-in game.
Mm-hmm.
Disgusted. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say it's the same damn thing because it's far from it. I feel like I'd be disgusted if I was a Minnesota Timberwolves fan with their effort last night.
I don't like to use the word quit because like these are pros and all that, but it was kind of like they knew it was done.
They started the game like they knew it was done. They started the game. They entered the game like they already had reservations set somewhere else. And they don't want nothing to, they don't want an extra day to mess that up or nothing. That was awful. 9 points in the first quarter? Oklahoma City's the best defensive team in the game. They're legit. They can shut a team down.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the NBA, too. You shouldn't be scoring 9 points in 12 minutes.
That's tough.
That is disgusting.
That's tough.
Absolutely disgusting. And we can get into it, too. Anthony Edwards should be embarrassed. He should be absolutely embarrassed. You know that's my dog. That's my guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he should be embarrassed, not only with the team, with the others, but you're the guy. You're the leader. This is what you have to wear.
Are you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you the franchise.
You the best player.
He the franchise.
But are you the leader?
He's the franchise.
Okay.
That's him. That is on him. He should be embarrassed. That's ridiculous.
He wasn't. He didn't appear to be.
No. No, and that is...
I'm assuming you saw the post game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I ain't like it.
I didn't think you would.
I didn't like that. I'm not saying that you have to be despondent and you can't answer questions or nothing like that, but no, it's not just, no. You know, what did you say in the hand? I'm 23, you know?
Yeah.
Bro, I'll never forget. And the reason why I never liked that, you brought up Dan Marino. I'll never forget Allen Iverson, maybe 4 or 5 years after he made the finals with the Sixers. And he had an interview, and I don't know how old he was then. He was probably about 26, 27. And he had an interview. I think he was with the Nuggets at this time. And he was like, man, we made that finals in Philadelphia. And I was like, yeah, this is just my first time. I'll be back all the time. I'll be back. Never sniffed it again.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I that was a mistake by me.
Mm-hmm.
Just not having a sense of urgency at that time or just assuming that I'm just going to get back there. That was a mistake. And I hate when these young guys, they just take it for granted. They take where they're at, the moment, they take it for granted. That's one of the things that I love about Wimby, and that's probably terrifying about Wimby. He don't take nothing for granted. Gold medal game, all-star game, when he gets to the playoffs and he loses maybe in the
competition,
first,
he wants
he
to
don't
win.
Take nothing for granted. Yeah. And if anybody can say, I'll be back, it's not a big deal, it would be him. Mm-hmm. He probably got four more gold medal games left. Mm-hmm. But that one, crushed.
You think this is a generational thing? Like, how many guys in the league do you think it eats at them where, like the Kobe's and stuff back then, mm-hmm. not even Mamba mentality, but just it eats at you that you didn't succeed that year, whereas now they're taking the Edwards mentality, like, where it's just like, I'll be back.
That's a good question. I think the answer is there's a lot more people like Anthony Edwards than there are like Victor Wembanyama.
I agree, and I don't think that's a generational thing. I think that's just life. Mm. Like, it's just people. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of people at that level that live and die with what the results are.
To tie into something we'll talk about later, to something we talked about extensively yesterday, to something that might be talked about for the next week, do you think it'll hurt Tyrese if they lose this series, if they lose the finals?
Yeah.
Do you think it would hurt De'Aaron?
No, not the same way.
I got you. It wouldn't hurt the same. Mm-hmm. Like, it would register different. Steph is a guy who I think would be crushed by a loss. Mm-hmm. I think there aren't a lot of them.
Steph was crying in the middle of a game in the regular season in Orlando because his team couldn't get their mind right or their player couldn't get their mind right.
No.
Like, he was upset with that.
Steph was damn near crying when his Sacramento beat him by 30 and we danced on their grave. Yeah. Joke's on us. But, yeah, that man was furious.
Yeah. So I don't necessarily think it's a generational thing. I think maybe it's a little bit more prevalent with this generation, but I do think there's always been players who, you know, they want to win, but it doesn't eat at them that they're not winning.
Mm-hmm. And let's acknowledge this, because this is a go-to for many. Now, that's not what Jacob Z is trying to do. He said, I don't know, De'Aaron cried after a Final Four loss. Kid was 18, and everyone points to that one moment.
That guy's gone, it feels like.
I do not believe that human being exists.
Yeah, I think that guy's gone.
And that's all right. My man lives in peace.
Mm-hmm.
He's J. Cole. He lives happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He good. Some guys want to fight like Kendrick. Some guys want to swing like Drake. Some guys go, I'm good. I don't want no part of this. Mm-hmm. I think that's De'Aaron.
Yeah. And securing the Bagley says, y'all hate Fox. I don't hate Fox at all. I don't hate Fox at all. But I got to be real with the question that was asked. What in 8 years has made you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you think that if De'Aaron Fox lost in the finals, he would be crushed? What? Tell me, Sigurd. Give me the time. Give me the time in 8 years. Matter of fact, anybody can pick one. Give me three instances in the 8 years that makes you think that if De'Aaron Fox lost in the finals, he would just be acting like that kid in Kentucky.
No, go ahead. Give Kenny three. Give me one. And that's all it is.
And that doesn't mean he doesn't care.
It's not hate. It's just a conversation about an individual. De'Aaron is not the only one.
Right.
He is not the only one like that. Anthony Edwards is the reason we're talking about this, because he's that guy. And Ant's right. I do think Ant's going to be back because he's that good. Teams will be built around him. But the idea that I have a lot more of these ahead of me, when your team, see, there's.
I don't know if he's going to be back.
Let's talk. We'll talk. Mm-hmm. We'll talk. We're just getting started. Matt George is going to join us in about an hour, by the way. That might be news to you, but Matt George is going to join us a little bit early at 1 o'clock. So we've got that. Steelo and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Shout out to everybody headed out to Oracle Park tonight. K-Dot and SZA. Shout out to everybody who was able to get a ticket to that one, because, shoot, I'm crossing state lines to go see those two. I couldn't get into that show. Shout out to Sky River Casino, man. We got some great things ahead. I can't wait to get back out there for no other reason than I've been missing that Dragon Ball. I've been missing that SR Prime. It's been a while since we've got to sit down and eat out there. But we do have an event planned in June. We are working on the final details. It's going to be unlike anything we've done before. So I'm pretty excited for this. It will be a live event only. It won't be a broadcast. If you can't get out there at 12 o'clock, don't worry. The plan is to be in the evening. So we'll get all the specifics worked out and roll that event out probably in the next week or so. So
yes, sir.
It'll be exciting. We got the Knicks and the Pacers tonight, a series that could potentially end. We'll get to that. You obviously have strong feelings about the end of the Minnesota Timberwolves series with the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I do, you know, I don't want to take anything away from OKC and the phenomenal season that they've had. This is a 68-win basketball team that is that you know, punched their ticket to the NBA Finals. They beat the crap out of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Someone, I think Leezy sent it to me. I think it was Leezy. Let me take a quick look at this. And I think it was your boy Bill Simmons who had it. Let me scroll back. Where are my maybe it wasn't Leezy.
Not my boy, by the way.
It's not his boy, it's his best friend.
I apologize.
It's neither.
I apologize. Who sent me that message? Was it Norm? Someone sent me a message that had the stats of the OKC's home wins. And it's like it's insane. Oh, it was Drew Down. Drew Down sent it to me. OKC, and it was Bill Simmons. OKC is 8-1 at home in the playoffs. They won those eight games by 51, 19, 43, 7, 32, 36, 15, and 30. The one loss, the Denver game one, they were up 9 with 3 minutes left and lost by 2. So they're plus 231 in those 9 games.
Goodness gracious.
Thanks to Drew Down and Bill Simmons for that.
I saw another stat about them, and forgive me for not remembering it exactly, but I thought I heard them say they're the only team in NBA history to have to be up by 30 in 3 different playoff games. Wow. At the half.
Wow.
At the half. Now, like I said, that's the part where I tripped up. It's either at the half or in general, but I'm pretty sure they said at the half.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only team in NBA history to be up by 30 3 different times in the NBA playoffs at the half. It's crazy, man.
Lotus Prime says, and y'all think the Pacers can win in there?
They can.
I ain't going to speak for Kenny. I do.
Yeah, they can.
I think Indiana is better than Denver. I think Indiana is a whole lot better than Minnesota. And again, I don't want to take anything away from what Oklahoma City did. And I'm not going to take anything away from Oklahoma City did. This very well may be the NBA champion. And this very well may go down as one of the most dominant seasons that a basketball team has ever had in the history of this league. Now, with that said, Jesse used the term perfectly. I don't want to call them frauds because that's not the case. Jesse called them fool's gold. I don't know if that's maybe that's the perfect term for it. Minnesota has been what we saw from Minnesota shouldn't be surprising to anybody. They have been so hot and cold all year. There was a point, remember, near the end of the season where we wondered, is Minnesota going to wind up being a playing team? Because they're going to lose enough games here at the end. Maybe Sacramento wins enough. Maybe Golden State, somebody wins enough, and they move up into the top six, and Minnesota falls out. Like, could Minnesota be a road playoff team? How far could Minnesota fall? And then they win a bunch of games there at the end of the season. But this has been them up and down, all year. They went into this OKC series down, and OKC just beat their ass.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I hear you, and I agree. To me, this isn't a representation of them being up and down. They just weren't on that level.
Yeah, not good enough.
I thought they were. I thought they could be. I picked them to win the series. I thought they could challenge them a lot more than what they did. One of the things that was clear was they had nothing, and I didn't see this coming, but they had absolutely nothing for the Thunder in OKC. Like, those were destructions when they played in OKC. And I didn't see that coming. I thought they could compete, maybe steal a game or something like that. They could barely steal a quarter, let alone a whole damn game. When it got to Minnesota, yeah, they could compete. They could do some stuff, won a game, had a close loss or whatever. That's cool. But they had no shot in Oklahoma City. And they just aren't on the same level. That was clear after watching five games or even the first two games of that series, that they had no shot.
And I'm not sure where Minnesota goes from here. Rudy Gobert is a massive problem for them. He's terrible. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, in most cases, he's terrible. And to pay him the way that you do, you talk about immovable. You have the nerve to say Zach LaVine is an unmovable contract. That's fine if you believe that. What redeeming quality does Rudy Gobert have for a single team in this league other than he's really tall? That man stopped, as Jason Jones so eloquently pointed out on Twitter yesterday, to us. That man couldn't even hold on to rebounds yesterday.
Come on, man. Come on. He was awful this entire series. And he is nowhere near being worth the contract that he's getting paid. Like, nowhere near. And they talk about these defensive metrics and, you know, what he does to help defenses and all this other stuff. Look, man, I watch the games. Like, Rudy's not putting any fear in anybody. Anybody. No. And every time in a pinch, except for maybe one time in LA, his former teams, his own damn country, has said, when we have to win, we have to get him off the floor. That says everything I need to know.
You know that extension that Minnesota signed him to? It hasn't kicked in yet.
What was it, a 2 or 3 year extension?
It's three.
It starts next year?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
35 next year. And now, in the context of Rudy Gobert, it's crazy. In the context of the league, it's not quite as outrageous. It's 35, 36 and a half, and a player option when he's 35 years old at $38 million. So in a time where you're at 45, 48, 50, you're approaching 60 with some guys, 60 mil per, it's not the craziest. But, man, I don't know who goes, yeah, I'll willingly take on, because you're not taking on 35. You're taking on like $110 million.
Yeah.
Would you rather have that deal or Drew's deal if you're just an NBA team?
Drew.
Oh, Drew Holiday.
I wouldn't
You
pay.
Talking about Drew Holiday?
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
I wouldn't pay, because I would watch the goddamn games. I wouldn't pay Rudy Gobert a dollar over $20 million. He's awful. He's awful. And once again, the big caveat is when it's time to win, everybody agrees it's time to get him off the floor. So what am I paying you more than $20 million for?
And the thing is, they've been lying to us about Rudy for so long. Like, just about, like, him, the playoff stuff. Oh, it's not him. It's the perimeter defending when he was in Utah, blah, blah. It's like, no, the guy's gotten played off the court for the last 6 years.
Yeah. In all the biggest games. Yeah. Like, I guess in a regular season, like, sure, he'll stay in the game and they'll be able to beat Charlotte or something like that. That's cool. Beat the Kings, sure, that's cool.
Yeah.
But we're not paying you X amount of dollars to win these regular season games when you can't even play in the final minutes of winning time in the playoffs.
Which brings us back to the Anthony Edwards remark. If Anthony Edwards is going to be there plenty more times, or whatever the line was that he said last night, it either isn't going to be with Minnesota, or is it Tim Conley? I can't remember who the general manager is. This Minnesota team has got work to do. because as long as you have to march him out there, you're immediately at a deficit, him being Rudy Gobert. Mm-hmm. You're immediately at a deficit, and there's something with this team that fell short. Talent-wise, it felt like they had it. It felt like they hit a flow with Julius Randle. Julius also another, yeah, like,
another guy that you gotta figure out what you're doing with him.
He's got a $30 million player option.
When things got tough, Julius checked out.
And we got to be real too.
But isn't that the MO on Julius?
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
well, they didn't bring in Julius Randle too to try and make a better fit. They brought in Julius Randle because they were trying to get off Cat's money and all that. No. Like they were trying to shed
probably.
Money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. probably. They so probably like, saw it as a wash for the year mm-hmm. and felt like they could deal with whatever Julius did with that player option and just move off of Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, I just don't see Minnesota as a team that's going to be moving forward.
Well, the stupid thing was they did the Rudy extension this past summer, didn't they?
They did it when they didn't have to. I think they did it during the season. Not this. I feel like they did it last
year. Yeah, they threw out his player option for this year.
Okay.
Which was a $46 million player option and turned that into the 3-year deal that he's got now.
Oh my gosh.
So he was on,
got rid of Cat and brought Julius in.
Yeah, so he's on the last year of his previous deal.
Yeah.
Making 43, and the next year would be his player option. They tore that up, and then that's when the new deal starts.
That's tough.
Well, yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. Like I said, Julius, who I like as a player, we've talked about it for years. I like him as a player.
I'm sorry. I pulled up, you know, a Rudy Gobert contract to get to SpotTrack. I just scrolled a little bit further. Headlines, Timberwolves have an unavoidable Rudy Gobert decision that Jazz fans know all too well. Sports Illustrated. New blockbuster three-team trade proposal sends Rudy Gobert to...
Don't do that.
Oh, I hope Jason's listening.
Oh, my gosh. Oh!
To the Los Angeles Lakers. Reeves goes to Minnesota. And then I'm supposed to click on it because the Hawks get a veteran point guard.
Well, that will mean...
I guess it's Mike Conley.
That will mean they don't need a point guard, which is...
Trae Young to Sacramento. What were y'all talking about when I walked in, by the way?
What do you mean?
Paul George for DeMontis Sabonis?
Oh, no. James was answering a question in the chat that stemmed from James throwing out a Zach LaVine and 4 first-round pick deal for Tyrese Maxey.
Oh, okay. The one guy on Philadelphia.
He said he would at least just call and offer that. He didn't think Philly would take that. He said he'd make the call at least.
That's the other thing that was.
I never thought I could speak for Daryl Morey before, but I feel like I can now.
That's the other thing that was going on that I was thinking about. I was listening to the beginning of the Insiders, and I mean, maybe we can get to that just later. But I defended Monty McNair a little bit. This guy was terrible.
I'm trying to tell you,
this guy was. Terrible.
Wait, what Monty do?
Because one of the things...
Monty get brought in?
So James, remember. No, because James started off talking about they need less of a revolving door. The Kings.
Oh, okay.
Coaches,
okay.
Front office, all this other stuff. They need some stability, and I agree. But I also thought about the question I asked you. We can't say these people need to be fired and then say stability.
Sure.
Like, which one is it?
Mm-hmm.
And the
stability
answer,
starting now.
Yeah, the answer is hire the right people, and it's one and the same, right? Like if you hire the right people, they'll make the right moves. They'll be around for longer. These guys, stability and all this other stuff is cool, but these guys stink.
Yeah,
Monty McNair was awful. Vlade Divac was awful. Pete D'Alessandro was awful. Mm-hmm. They sucked at what they did. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then the chef's kiss for Monty's inability to do anything right. They started talking about Devin Carter. And James was talking about how he heard, like, he put it nicely. He's like, I heard he's confident. He's confident, right? And some people like confidence, some people don't. And that, like, he was talking about a couple of these red flags he might have heard about Devin leading into the draft and since he's been in Sacramento. And I was sitting there listening, like, why did this guy draft him? Why did he draft him? This I'm not trying to defend. I'm not trying to defend Uncle V again here, but this guy was just wrong again. We have both heard. We both know. I don't even know if this is a sick secret. People talk about meddling owner or whatever. That was not Vivek's decision. Vivek wanted to draft somebody else, and they let the basketball person do basketball things. In this case, let the football player do basketball things.
Wow.
So what did you mean by that? Because you texted, what did you mean by that? What does that mean?
He was a football player.
I didn't.
He didn't play basketball. He played football at Harvard.
I didn't even.
And now he run an NBA, was running an NBA team. So they let him make the basketball decisions, and this is what he left us with. He couldn't figure out how to salvage stuff with Mike Brown and the people that had an issue with him. He goes into the draft and can't get a player there, and then drafts the player that people got a lot of red flags with, injury-wise and personality-wise.
Mm.
Yeah, at some point, if I'm the owner, you're either fired or you're doing what I say. Because you stink. I'm not saying it's right. I understand, though. I get it. So that's what was going on earlier.
Can I point something out real quick? Going to the Sacramento era, I don't know who Joe Axelson is.
He was at Princeton too, by the way. Sorry about that. I said Harvard.
Shout out Jeremy Lin.
Bill Russell was the general manager for like a year and a half. Bill Russell. Jerry Reynolds was the general manager for 5 years. Jeff Petrie was the general manager for 19 years.
Mm.
Pete D'Alessandro was the general manager for barely over a year. Vlade Divac was the general manager for about five and some change. Monty was the general manager for about four seasons. Point being, yeah, this is bad.
That was a waste of a decade.
So bad.
That was just a waste of 10 years.
Facts. Oh, this is rough. Petrie was the general manager from 95 to 2013. I forget he was actually here that long.
I didn't think 19 years either. That's crazy.
2013. Then D'Alessandro comes in 14. And that's Vivek's first year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing they did the last 4 years ever made sense. Or you just never finished the project for it to make sense to anybody as well.
It
drafting
feels...
Devin Carter didn't make sense. Drafting Davion didn't make sense. Not draft bringing in a wing for 4 years didn't make sense.
Sometimes it feels like Vivek still has the new owner jitters. Mm. Like the, got to do something. Got to make splash. Got to do something. And he's just in a constant cycle of hiring the wrong people. And I think there's a, for whatever reason, he seemed to have trust Vlade. I don't know why. I don't know what their guy, the relationship is between those two prior to him, you know, working in the front office. Mm. But he seems to have trust him. I'm sure that might have a lot to do with, you know, the boogeyman that everyone is afraid of, mm-hmm. Matina, mm-hmm. who's very close with Vlade and Peja. But it's... That man got 5.5 years as the general manager.
Gee, that's a long time.
And probably only got fired because of the bubble. If the season had just ended and the Kings didn't go to Orlando, Vlade might not have, Vlade almost certainly would not have been fired. Hmm. But they go to the bubble with a shot to make the playoffs and suck. And they fired. As a way to kick off D'Lo and KC, they fired Vlade Divac.
Yeah, that's the kickoff.
It was fired days before this show started. Yeah. Literally days before this show started.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So I I'll even say this. I still like Devin Carter more than some. But these the injury red flag going into the draft, and I haven't heard these things outside of Trista, right? Trista's encounter.
Mm-hmm.
But just going off of what James said, some people, they just say he's a confident guy. And some people take that different ways. But maybe it's rubbing some people the wrong way. Why did we draft this guy over Jared McCain? Like, why? Don't connect. That's a guy that I wanted. I'm not saying he's out here going crazy in LA and playing a bunch of minutes, but like, I just don't understand it. And I'm still hopeful for Devin. He showed me a lot in the last 20 games or so of the season that got me hopeful for him. But Monty just really ruined us. He really did. I fought it for a long time. I tried to give him a chance, tried to reason. I'll say it, I was wrong. You look at the totality.
You're not supposed to say that in this industry.
You look at the totality of his moves, and it's just bad.
It was like Scott Perry didn't even like draft Devin Carter, and it's like there's not really much to go off of and all that, so it's like I don't even know how much of a future he has here either.
Drafting is really difficult, unless you're Sam Presti, who seems to be perfect. I don't know of another general manager in the league who seems to be perfect at that aspect of their job, but he is.
Yeah.
He does not miss. Since acquiring, you can make an argument he doesn't miss in the draft, period, with KD, Russ, and James Harden, three MVPs. Man is, the man would not trade Paul George without acquiring Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a man who became, he didn't draft him, but he fought.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To get him, he knew he had all of the leverage in the world. Sam Presti is a man who understands business. Since acquiring Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he and that team have not wavered from their plan, from their approach, from anything. They've gotten the luck of some lottery balls. They were able to move up to number two. They, you know, probably were a little worse than they and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander would like at times. But they never, ever wavered. He has not missed when it comes to drafting, which is, again, drafting is difficult. You look at, was it Colangelo? Who ran Philly before? It was Colangelo, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No one, they missed everywhere. People like to point out, Ben Simmons became a miss. He wasn't a miss at first. We don't have to rewrite history. He wasn't. He became one, though. But he really missed on a lot of other draft picks. And it feels like no matter who is in this goddamn seat in Sacramento, they just miss. Just flat out miss. And when you hit, you trade them. This organization stinks, man. They're so frustrating. And yeah, I do think my frustration with the Kings is heightened by watching Tyrese. I used to watch Tyrese with a side eye like, you're overdoing it. Now I'm watching him like, well, you were right. I guess I was, my turn, I was wrong. Didn't see this. He's, every time I look up at the TV, Mike and Tony, Kendrick and Stephen A, they're all having the same conversation. Is Tyrese Halliburton a superstar? For me, the answer is yes. I don't know how you quantify a superstar, but taking a team into New York, being the lead villain at Madison Square Garden, and taking them up 3-1, Kobe Bryant, job's not done. That's superstar right there. Mm-hmm. If you take the highlights away from it, and you look at Tyrese's approach and Anthony Edwards' approach, which one has the superstar approach?
Tyrese
Halliburton has it.
He has that approach.
That's an element to this conversation.
Let me ask you a quick question. Because remember when they had a whole summer of saying, is Eli Manning elite? Yeah. And I was like, all right, man, like, just stop. That's what this superstar thing has turned into with Tyrese Halliburton.
Sure.
But I'll ask you a question.
Sure.
Was Reggie Miller a superstar? I don't think he was. I don't think there's a lot of superstars. I think there's like maybe a handful.
All right. I will answer that. D'Lo and KC return. Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Nothing funnier than when Jesse shuts you down mid-conversation.
I always start these conversations with 20 seconds to go.
You do.
You really do. Like, you don't know how. Have, like, the commercial things in front of you or anything. So it's perfect timing somehow.
Yeah. I don't know.
I want everybody to know I'm drinking club soda, and it's delightful. Oh, it is absolutely delicious.
He really is. Look at it. He really is.
I am. Oh. Yeah, I'm
going to drink it. Turn it around. Show it. Look at mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
It really says club soda.
Boom.
Don't oh.
Come on, man.
Hey, oh, hey, why don't you grow up and go get a Sprite?
Shout out to Kimberly. Well, the reason is I felt like my – so you pull well, the curtain back.
There's two reasons.
Or go get some alcohol to mix with that.
There's two reasons.
Well, I could have done that. You can't find a soda, Gatorade, or anything like that in the building. But if you want alcohol, I know exactly where
that
to find it.
That fridge is naked.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. But, like, my head is, like, killing me. It's been hurting all morning. And sometimes, for some reason, like, carbonated beverages help. Mm. And I was like, I don't want soda, like, because I don't want the caffeine because that's not going to help anything. So I was like, I know we have a stash of club soda because I know Kimberly used to put it here. So I went, this is the last one we had. And I was like, oh, I'm drinking this. Not only am I drinking it, I'm drinking it in front of the entire chat.
Oh, man.
And I bet you there's a whole full pack there still besides the one you just took. That's
delightful.
That's
y'all are haters.
Hey, no, that's
hey, man.
Weird.
Like I said,
haters.
I mean, I'm gonna talk. I'll probably get to it a little later. I'll say it again, but Jay-Z said it best, man. What you eat don't make me.
All right.
You know
what does that taste like? Like flat Sprite?
It tastes like
ginger ale.
No,
like,
it tastes
it? Like
no. It's sparkling water. That's all it is. Why is this so hard for
sparkling
you?
Sparkling water is trash it's, too. Yeah.
Look,
just give me some regular water. Yeah.
You have some regular water.
I got regular water too.
I hit the sparkling thing.
Oh, this is great.
I hit the sparkling button on our little water machine over here. I had to dump that, rinse out my water bottle, and then put the real water in there after that.
I did that before.
Yeah.
So what this trash.
I want
this?
no bits of this trash in here.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
Man, oh, man.
Let's see what our boy E-Biz talking about. I saw E-Biz on Friday at a concert in the park. E-Biz, what up, baby?
Be
man, what's up with it, y'all, man? Two more days. That's all I got to say, man. Vegas, bro. GNX tour. You know what it is, bro.
E-Biz, you out there too, big dog?
Yep, I'm already out
there.
All right. Hey, real talk, though. I'm only going to the Vegas show because of Damien. The only reason why I'm saying that was I was about to go to the one in L.A., and I was like, man, these tickets are expensive. And I was like, I'm going to go to the city. I'm like, that's too much. And I heard D. He was all like, yeah, I was going to Vegas. I was like, bruh, I might have to go down there. You feel me? I was about to go down with my girl. My girl's being cheap because, you know, we going on a cruise in August. I was like, nah, I'm going. I don't care. Flying out there by myself. Already got my Kendrick shirt. My PG Lang hat ain't going to be here until Sunday. So that sucks. But I'm about to get lined up tomorrow. But it's going down.
Okay.
Boy.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That. Okay. Now, hold on to E-Biz. E-Biz, we appreciate you as always. Great seeing you on Friday. You girls being financially responsible. I don't have to call it cheap. Y'all are going on a cruise. She's being financially responsible. Now, yes. don't take financial advice from Kenny.
Yeah, take it from Mark Jones, who said, if you're not in debt, you're not living.
Well, that's pretty much what Kenny says is, what? Well, you won't miss that money. You won't miss that $300 you just spent on a pair of shoes.
That just means you got to go work hard to make up for it.
It's true. Go work it's hard. Motivation.
My brother, let me tell you, I cannot work any harder than we already are. There's a point. I'm looking around. I'm going to need some other people to work harder. Y'all know who you are. I ain't got much left in my tank.
Well,
I'm this close to being a news story.
Hey, look. Wasn't talking about here.
Well,
working harder ain't gonna give me the money you're looking for. I'd have to go outside.
It's getting a little too real right now.
Outside of the perimeter.
I'm over here worrying about Jesse and Leezy and all these other people. Meanwhile, it's me like, wait. Huh. My contract's coming up too. All right.
Hey, catch D'Lo and KC Ubering you around.
D'Lo and Casey After Dark is really us just driving around, picking people up, taking them wherever they got to go.
Uber.
No. Yeah. You can do Uber. I'll do Lyft. We'll just pull the money together.
There we go. Now, that's also a shamockery.
Well,
I had to learn that the hard way. If you have a certain type of car, maybe it'll work with the car we have. But
oh, because you was doing the gas thing.
Yeah. The Infiniti, I'd take premium gas.
Yeah, like, we're not taking my car.
This is, yeah, no. I was like, this is a racket. I'm not doing this no more. I used to kind of enjoy it because I'd drive around L.A. and see different places and you meet people, but like, this is a racket.
You want to show up delivering your McDonald's or Burger King at your door.
Oh, whole damn car stay smelling like food forever.
See, and that's cooked. And one moment you're hungry, it's like, you know what? This ain't even worth it to me. I'm going to eat this meal.
And this was the moment he cracked. You asked me before the break.
Yeah, we were having a superstar discussion.
Yeah.
And it's been a topic almost all playoffs since Indiana's been winning about whether or not Tyrese Halliburton is a superstar or not. And you said you thought he was a superstar.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a superstar yet. And I don't think that's a problem.
I hear you.
I don't think that's a problem. And I asked the question, did you think Reggie Miller was a superstar?
You know, now that I think about it, I don't think I did.
I don't think he was either. The other thing.
Well, okay, but wait a second. You asked me if I thought he was a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I thought that.
Do you think he is?
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, was he?
I don't think so. Somebody.
So what is a superstar?
Who I think it was either Perkins or Chandler Parsons, who had a really good criteria to the superstar conversation, and it's not exact. Like, you don't have to check this box off or anything else like that. But I thought it was a good way of looking at what a superstar is, because I don't think there's a lot of superstars. I think there's maybe a handful, and one of his things was when you're on the road. Do people say, I've got to go to that game because you're coming to town?
Oh, that's a good one.
And that's a hell of a – it's not the only criteria, because, like, that's I don't know one. If they necessarily say it for SGA, but SGA is one of the stars. He's MVP and all this other stuff. So,
well, I think the conversation about SGA being a superstar is being had.
It kind of is.
And maybe that criteria is – Yeah. Man, how many players? Go ahead.
How can you be an MVP but not be a superstar?
Because
you can be really, really good. Like, you can be really good.
Are there
good.
Less than 10 superstars in the league?
I would say yes.
Because that going to see thing, God, that's a killer right now. Because just immediately, it's obviously Steph, Bron, and Wemby immediately come to mind. Giannis probably on that list too.
Giannis on that list.
Do you go see Dame Lillard, or did you go see Dame Lillard?
Nah, not like.
At one point, like, Dame's not a superstar.
Do you go see Jokic?
Not really,
man.
See, but Jokic has to be a superstar. Jokic has to be a superstar, though.
Like, we have to. Okay, we've got to work through this criteria. That's tough.
You can be,
at that point. You're just. It's just who's box office then. If you're box office, then you're a superstar, I guess. Yeah. That's the criteria. It's not.
I think that's what a superstar is.
Durant?
Yes.
You went to see Durant. Yeah. You go. You go see Anthony Edwards, don't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Did we say Giannis already?
Yeah.
Giannis is there.
I mean, do you go see Joe? This is
that
tough.
That was like, borderline. Like he's like on the Joel. Day. He's on the Dame.
Really? Level.
I think when they were
when he was when yeah, yeah when he's a complete human
right.
being.
Tyler Jennings in chat is LaMelo a superstar then? He hasn't gain that status.
People may not like it. I think
don't do that. Don't do that. Like, you're really. I don't know how to phrase this. I don't know how to phrase this. I'll just say my bad in advance. You're really tapped in with the kids. And I don't know, like
that, saying that, sorry.
Like, I know you coach and you coach the kids and like you're, you know, that feels like a
The only thing LaMelo doesn't
like
have, recent.
That's like the kids who, man, this is going to sound, please understand what I'm saying. And Cole, hang on 1 second, because I really want to hear what you have to say after your Thunder advance. The kids who are like, man, I want to go see Melo. I love Carmelo, LaMelo. He's my favorite player. Are the ones who are like, hey, can I go see Playboy Cardi?
Maybe so.
Lil Durk is coming to Ace of Spades. Can we go? Like,
maybe so. But I think that's once again, that's part of the criteria. It's like we talk about with like the greatest of all time. Your numbers, mm-hmm. album sales, or whatever alone doesn't make you the GOAT. It's part of the conversation.
How many of the different categories can you make up to be a superstar, to be a GOAT, to be whatever?
And to me, the only one LaMelo doesn't have, and it may be the most important one to a lot of people, is the winning aspect. He does everything else. He's exciting to watch. He has the numbers. People go to see him. He sells the shoes. The only thing he doesn't have is winning.
Does he have all NBA teams?
LaMelo?
Yeah.
No.
He's not. No, he didn't. He don't,
no.
Yeah.
No,
like
he doesn't have any accolades.
Can't be a superstar and not have accolades.
No.
Like, come on. There's got to be some honor in this game here.
I'm just. I think the criteria of people tapping in to see you, either on TV or going and spending their hard-earned money, because I have to see you because you're in my city.
That's just everyone's got favorite players, though.
Giannis ain't my favorite player, and he come to town, I gotta go see Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis is a physical marvel.
Yeah, like, Giannis is like in town. But Giannis is a champion also. Like, Giannis is a champion, top player of all time. Like, I feel like the accolades is what makes him a superstar. Why you go see him?
So you're leaning accolades, you're leaning box office.
Well, from what I hear, Jesse says that shouldn't matter.
Well, the box office matters.
Well, no, I think he said it's a part of it.
Yeah, it's a part of it, but also, like, I can't put it this way. Jokic, to me, is a superstar, and LaMelo would not be.
And that's fair. I'm not going to argue with anybody who says that, because LaMelo doesn't have the winning. That is a criteria for what I have, but it's literally one has all the boxes checked, the other one doesn't, but the one that has all the boxes checked doesn't have the most important one, and the other one does. That's kind of what that is.
I like the way Madrid phrases. He's equating some of the things KC's saying to IG followers.
But that.
And Jokic also isn't.
I don't think he means that as shade. I get the reference.
So I'll put it to you like this: is the best is a superstar singer or rapper always the most talented?
No.
Superstars, right? Yeah. They are that's what we're talking about.
May superstar. I present Sexy Red?
Right. That like. Somebody would say,
who can actually go?
Someone would say, like, the one person that comes to my mind all the time is like Ashanti's not the greatest singer, but she's a star. She got a 20 something year career because she's beautiful. She's a great songwriter.
She doesn't have a 20 something year career. She has songs from 20 years ago that still get played today.
Yeah, but she's still able to tour. She's able to go out, sell out venues or something like that.
Securing, I think, has got a decent point right here, too. Like, LaMelo coming to town, and I guess this kind of plays in part, like, he doesn't, like, no one's paying extra money for LaMelo coming to town. Like, those tickets, if they're coming to play Sacramento, that's gonna be $15 or whatever.
That's a solid that's a solid reference.
That's fine. Look, I'm not here to convince you that LaMelo is a superstar. If you don't if you don't think he's a superstar for your criteria, that's fine. I'm just telling you there's a lot that, to me, the one criteria he doesn't check is winning. And
give me the criteria: winning, box office.
Do they come to see you on the road?
Well, that's box office.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Yeah. You've got the
eyeballs, or is that the same?
Yeah. I mean, I'd put that in a category as box office. I think you know how I am. The shoe thing matters. You know, are people kids
marketability?
People, yeah. There you go. Okay. Marketability. Okay. Got that. And just the entertainment.
Which LaMelo has, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, the number one selling
yeah.
shoe.
Yeah.
Basketball shoe. And then just watch basketball. Like, are you entertaining to watch? Are you fun to watch? Do I marvel at some of the things you do? Jokic has that.
I'm gonna dumb that down. Highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So we got box office. We got accolades, box office, marketability, and highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.